Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there comes a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the point of total darkness, and the light's divine.
It's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's Nexus. That's the song Nexus from the first song on the Innocent Age album that I encourage you to check out. It's one of the best albums of all time. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Deeney. John F. Deeney, D-I-N-I, johnfdeeney.com is the website where you can find all the things he does there, all the ways he helps people like you, including his award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. Also, Awake at 2 o'clock at the blog. John, we got John there?
.com.
There he is. Say it again, John.
Awake at 2 o'clock.
Awake at 2 o'clock.com. And that's the blog, folks. If you go there and follow John, you'll thank me later. John, we're talking about maybe some hidden value that people might not think that they have in their business. Don't presume that you know what a prospective buyer's interest is, what's their hot button. And one of the things you wrote about recently was what you call protecting your best asset, and that is the people who are left behind, right?
Right. Well, you don't want them to feel that they're left behind. I mean, I think that's the key. And any company is worth more with a good management team. If you're an owner-centric business, if your answer to who decides that, who does that, who makes sure that is done correctly, if your answer is me to all those questions, you've got a problem selling your company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, developing people under you is great, and it will make your company more valuable. It's one of the first things an outside buyer looks at. An individual doesn't want to have to learn your business in a day. And larger buyers want to know that the business can run without them having to micromanage it on a day-to-day basis. But you want to make sure those people stay. That's one of the big assets when you go to sell the business.
And well, what I'd never thought about that you pointed out in your article, I'd really never thought about this because I guess I've never seen this before, was the potential for a key employee to hold you hostage if you didn't get ahead of it.
Yes, in exit planning and in business brokerage, which I used to do years ago, there's lots of apocryphal stories about that where the sales manager comes in and says, "Hey, boss, I understand you're closing for $10 million tomorrow. Congratulations. You know, those new owners just interviewed me, and they told me I was one of the big reasons they were buying this company because I'm so good at what I do. And I was wondering, how much of that $10 million is for me?"
Yeah.
Have
you seen that happen before?
Yes.
Wow. What happened?
Yeah, I've only seen it once and not that much.
They did that because they were you know, getting a little blood in their eye, and maybe they were justified in saying that, what does the owner think?
Well, in that case, it was the owner thought $100,000, but what we advise, and it was in that column a couple of weeks ago, is take care of that ahead of time. When you start thinking about exiting, when you start thinking about looking for a buyer, it's not the end of the world. You sit down with your employees. Your key employees.
That's, isn't that though? Isn't that the real conundrum for sellers of businesses? When to tell the key employees that this is going on?
Yes, and my recommendation is as soon as possible.
Right.
Get them used to
But not all. That doesn't mean first thing though.
Maybe
as soon as possible doesn't mean first thing.
No, it could be first thing. Could be even be you know. I'm just finishing up a transaction.
Because
now,
you don't want people to get nervous, especially if you know, a deal could go south without, it's not your fault, and the employees start thinking, well, he can't sell this thing.
Well, you don't have to keep them in every step of the way, but you sit down and you say, look, you knew I wasn't going to work until I was 100 years old.
Right.
You want jobs after I'm gone. I'm going to start looking for a buyer. It's not going to happen tomorrow or next month. It may not happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just letting you know that this is the plan, and this is my plan for you after the transition.
Mm-hmm.
And inertia is a powerful thing, Jim. They go a couple of weeks, and nothing has happened, and they're like, okay. And then finally you bring somebody in, And, you know, bring him in and introduce him around, say, this guy's thinking of buying the company. You still do that on the quiet. But, you know, when you come to them and say, you know, we have somebody, they're going to be asking for a lot of information, they're really interested, they're excited about the company, they're prepared. They're not running into the break room going, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't hurt. You know, they...
Well, that kind of disclosure has got to be on an individual basis, and it's the tough part. It's the testy part. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Website one
okay.
more time.
Awakeat2o'clock.com or johnfdeeney.com. You can find all my stuff at either one.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Let's have a good 2017 together.
Thanks, Jim. Both of us. You too.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.